Hello.
Hi, Kenneth. This is Sahak with Local Splash calling you back about the Google listing. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Happy to hear that. So how's your day going so far?
Iffy. I haven't got to decide yet.
Oh, okay. Not far enough into the day to know yet. Okay, gotcha.
I bet.
Right. So, yeah, you said to follow up on Thursday, just giving you a call back.
Okay.
Right.
I haven't canceled Angie's yet. I mean, we've been so busy trying to get this house in order so my wife can come on.
Right, of course.
You know,
yeah. Takes priority for sure.
Yeah, and I apologize. I've not done anything with them yet. I am going to call them today and cancel. Even
okay,
if they
sounds good. Right. So, I mean, so it might still be a good idea to get this started then, right?
Yep.
Okay. So, sounds good. So, would you have some time to do that now?
Yep.
Okay, great. So the first thing that we do, basically is just get you verified. What they do is they send a postcard in the mail and then you send that back and that verifies the address. Now, just to be clear, we don't list the address online, of course, unless you want
right.
to, but what would be a good address to send that to?
2118 Laverne, L-E-V-E-R-N Street, Flint, Michigan, 48506.
Flint, Michigan, 68, what was it?
48506.
48506?
Correct.
Okay, got it. So that's 1118 Laverne, and then that was?
No, that's 2118.
Ah, there we go. Okay, and then Laverne with an E at the end?
L-E-V-E-R-N.
There it is. Flint, Michigan, 48506. Got it. Okay, and then once we get everything finished up here, we're going to send over an email and a text that has, like, your invoice with everything included, the pricing and everything. What's a good email for that?
KM828-6917@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. And then, so that's am8286917@gmail.
KM is in Ken Miller.
Ah, that makes more sense. Okay, got it. And so Miller is M-I-L-L-E-R, right?
Correct.
Okay, got it. Now for like your Google business profile, like how you'd like it to appear online to your clients, what type of hours of operation are we thinking? Like 9 to 5? Are you doing like an 8 to 6, or how would you like that to appear?
7 to 7.
7 to 7?
7 to 5. You know, we'll work so whenever, but just as a listing, I would say probably 7 to 5.
7 to 5. Yeah, that's when people would be calling, you know, when they can see that
right.
they can call. So maybe you don't have it be too late, right?
Yeah. 7 to 7 is fine with me then.
That gives
them a couple hours to call after they get home from work.
That's true. That's good. More opportunity there. That's smart. And then for them to contact you, is phone, text, and email going to be okay, or do you want to just keep it phone and text?
No, all three will be fine.
Yeah, more opportunity again. Yeah, for sure. Now, as for the areas that you want to show up in, like when people search, I'm looking at your Angie's listing here. It has... Oh, that's a lot. Okay. Do you have like a top 12 where, you know, where you'd want to see yourself the most, like get the most business from?
Grand Blanc, Flushing,
okay.
Swartz Creek, Lapeer, Davison.
Okay.
What else we got out here? I guess we go all the way out to Gaines.
Gaines, okay.
Benton.
Fenton. Okay, got it.
How many is that?
Let's see, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 8. So you have four more.
Okay, Owosso.
Owosso, okay.
Let me think here. Clio.
Montrose. Okay. Montrose. Okay, got it.
Montrose. M-O-N-T-R-O-S-E.
Montrose. Okay, got it.
And
I think he has one more.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what we've got. Swords Creek and how about Lennon? Flint, I mean.
Oh, Flint, of course. Yeah, okay, got it. Right, I should have thought of that first. I didn't think of that, my bad. Okay, and then let's see here. So as for a web page, it was listed here that you have your domain, but you're looking to build a website. Is that true?
Yeah, I'd love to have a, you know, Timberland, Ken Miller at Timberland Tree Service.
Yeah, we can definitely, we can build you one if you like.
Is that the $12 a year thing?
So for the domain, it's $12. This is, you already have that, right? You're already paying for that, the domain, right?
I did pay for it before. I don't know if I
still have it.
Reestablished that or not.
So
do you got to do that yearly or do you pay for that one time?
So that would just be the one time thing if you want to do that. Yeah.
I mean, I did that last year and we started to get it done and my son wasn't ready to take on the part, so.
Right. Yeah, it'd be a one-time payment and we build the site for you. It's your own URL, your own like Google template site, like where you can put scheduling and billing for clients. You can put your own content, pictures, you know, anything you like. You'd be instrumental in creating it too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because it's always good to have a place to drive all the traffic to, right?
Sure.
Right. Yeah, and then you can have your own site, and you're, like I said, you can be a part of it in creating it. So you can actually, you know, they'll get your approval on everything, how you'd like it to look, and, you know, use your content and stuff too.
Yep, and I will send some logo and
exactly
some pictures.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so the only difference is it's just a one-time thing, so it'd be this. So this payment would be $348, and then every month after that, it's $240, the same $249. It's a one-time thing, like I said.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what about the keywords that you want to show up for, like services that you offer? I'm looking at your Angie's listing here. It only just has a couple, but we can put, you know, as many as you like. You can have up to 15. So what I have so far is site preparation. Let's see here. I'll go through them all. Major grading or resloping, tree stump removal, tree trimming, soil, land, and mulch or rock delivery, minor grading or resloping, holiday lighting, and fall or spring yard cleanup. Is there any others besides those you want to list?
I can't. Did you say stump grinding?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, no. Maybe I didn't say that. Okay, so I'll make sure to put both. Yeah, because it's always good to be more specific.
I think
specific.
You said stump removal.
I did. You're right. Yep.
Wasn't specifically grinding.
Right. Exactly. It's always good to be very specific because, you know, they might search the other keyword instead of, you know, stump grinding, and then you miss out on that business.
Right. I gotcha.
Yep.
So
okay,
we want to be vague. We want to be distinct but vague.
Exactly. You got it. Perfect. So I'm adding both. And then the ones I listed, though, besides the stump grind, that should be everything, right?
Yeah, that's more than enough. That's services that I don't want a part of. I mean,
we can
do it. But, you know, if they call and go look at the job and I bit it, then of course we're good at it.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, it's better to be more specific, and then if there's any, you can change them out too, like whenever you want. If you want to add some or take some away, yeah, it's, we're very flexible with most things, so that's not a problem. Got you covered there.
Okay.
Now, let's see. I think that covers that end. Let me just confirm everything. So for the billing address, that's the same too, the 2118 Laverne Street?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now let me see, just adding everything here. We're also going to set up a security question for you. That way you know it's us and we're calling, calls are more secure. There's three options. There's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
First pet's name.
Okay, and the pet name?
King.
King, like K-I-N-G?
That's correct.
Nice. Was that a dog?
Yes. Big old collie.
Oh, nice. I have a Australian Shepherd.
I'm not familiar with those big dogs.
Being medium sized, they're like kind of like a shepherd type of dog that you'd have on a farm. They would like herd animals for you. So they have crazy energy. Yeah, it's really hard to keep up. You got to let them outside.
Yeah.
Just let them run their...
Yeah, we've got an American Stratford Terrier, but he's mixed with boxer, so...
Oh, wow. That's a cool
mix. She's a unique markings. Well, she can stand right flat-footed and jump right up and kiss me on the face.
Oh, wow. That's That's a cool dog. It's a newer dog. You guys have had him for a while, or her for a while.
2 years old.
Oh, okay, yeah. A couple years.
We've had her since she fit in my hand.
Oh, that's cute. They're always so much, they're sweet when they're a little puppy, you know, and then they get bigger, and it's like a whole different animal, right?
Oh, yeah. She's smart as can be, and she's really starting to listen now.
Yeah, right. Then there's more of like a connection with like the listening and everything too, right?
Right, yeah, she listens because of the training collar we have.
Shocker
and nothing like that, but it's just the noise.
No, right, that's better, yeah, because the shocking, I think, is a little more, you know.
That's punishment,
right?
Huh?
Yeah, exactly. It's not like positive reinforcement, it's more negative, right, exactly.
Right.
So let's see here. Yeah, exactly, right. Okay, so I think we finished with the Google business part. Now, as for the billing, you said the address is the same, right?
Correct.
And then is that a Visa or a MasterCard?
That is a Visa.
Okay, and then go ahead with the number whenever you're ready, Ken.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
It is 4900.
Okay.
7002.
Okay.
1179.
All right.
7616.
Okay, so that's 4900-7002-1179-7616.
Correct.
Okay, and the expiration?
6/28.
6/28. Okay, and then the number on the back?
626.
626, okay. Now I'm just going to set up the account. Just takes a quick second here, and then... Like I said, once I process, you're going to see that come through on your online banking, of course, but then you're also going to get the invoice through text and email. So you'll have that for your records, too. Then we'll go over that real quick. Then there's just one other quick step, and you're good to go. The rest is basically you'll just have an interview with our technician who will, you know, start creating all your profiles, and you'll be speaking with him about the website, too. What's a good time for you to speak with him or her?
Probably... I don't know. What's the latest appointment he can take?
So 5 o'clock, I think, would be the latest we could talk to you.
Okay. Why don't we set it at 5 then, and that way I can make sure my son is sitting right here with us.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Yeah, that's great. Okay, so 5 o'clock it is, and I'll send that through email to confirm the time once we finish up here.
Okay.
So let's see here. All right. Now let me just process here. Just takes a quick sec. Okay, so you're going to see that come through now. And like okay. I said, you'll also get the invoice. We'll go over that. Then we just go through the verification. It goes over the invoice, you know, verbally, so we can go through that. Then I'll send you over the email about the time with the technician for 5 o'clock, and then you're good to go. So let me know if you see the invoice. I think you'll see text and email. Just let me know if you see that come through.
What is the heading going to be on that anyway?
So the text or the email?
The email.
The email will say local splash initial invoice. And then the text is just like a text with a link in it. But you should see the email already. I think it should be coming through any second.
All right,
And if you don't see it, let me know. I'll just send you the text, too, because that's also a pretty easy way to access it.
Okay. Let's see. Ruby Nest doorbell and Nest Cam installation. Oh, that's from ADT.
Let's see here. If you don't see it, I can send the text, because you can receive text on here as well, right, on your phone?
Yes.
Okay, because that might be easier. Yeah. So check your phone real quick to see if you got a text. It should be for like an 877 number.
Okay. I'm getting a bunch of emails now. Local splash support.
That's the one. So it should say below here is your invoice. Click here on the link below and you'll see like a blue link. Once you click that, that should take you inside the invoice. Let me know once you get there.
Okay. Now, which one of these links do I hit on for that?
I'm going to tell you what the text should say exactly. That way you can make sure you're clicking on the right one. Let's see here.
Okay.
There it is. Okay, so it should say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here. And then there's like a link or like, you know, like a link below it that's blue. Do you see a text that says that?
Looking right now. And that's going to be local splash as well, correct?
Yep. Yeah, it should say local splash, and then below, you'll see like a blue link, like, you know, like a website looking link, and then okay. You click on that.
I'm not seeing the local splash here. The other one was in my email.
Maybe try the email then, and that might be better. Tell me, there should be two emails that came through. Let me know what they say, and I'll tell you which one it is.
Sorry about that.
No worries. All good.
Yeah, I'm still trying to find that text.
Oh, yeah, no worries. If you can't find the text, we can do the email. That's probably easier to find, I think. I'll resend the text, maybe. Then you'll see it. You should see it come through, like,
oh,
right
here
now.
Go, so here we go.
You do here see we it?
Go. Well, I've got a different one in here. It says, hello, Kenneth. Welcome, Local Splash. Passionate about putting your business on the first page of major search engines.
That's an email?
Yes, that's...
Okay, so go to the next email that came in after that one.
Okay, local splash.
It should say initial invoice. Yep. Okay, so it should be the second. It should be the second or the third one, I think.
Showing the top. Oh, that's a different. Oh, click here in blue.
I think that's the one. Yeah, that's the one. You got it.
Summary of the fleet terms of experience between yourself and local splash. See the fleet terms of experience. Click here.
Service. Okay, so click on that link there. That should take you inside. You'll see everything that's included along with the pricing. Now, once you get to the bottom there, you're going to see a box where it says, I'm the authorized user, to click here to, you know, and then below that, there's an empty space where you would type your name, Kenneth Miller.
Okay.
So once you click the box and then type your name and hit enter, that should confirm the signature. And then that takes you to our website, and you'll see a screen that says, enter your username and login. Let me know once you get there.
No, I go all the way to the bottom, right?
That's on the bottom, right.
Okay. So that's at the end of number 19. I hit what link?
So, no, at the bottom of the screen, what do you see there on the bottom of that that form?
So generate 10 times more leads today. Get a quote. A company with some subheadings there and services and quick links. And it says local splash at the bottom.
So you don't see a part where you would like electronically sign where there's like a blank space to type your name?
I might have went past it.
Maybe it's not on the very bottom. Sorry, maybe it's like the towards the bottom, but not exactly at the bottom. But you are in the invoice, right, where it's showing everything that's included and the pricing broken down and everything?
Let me see. When I go back to the top of this part I'm on, it says Relevant Ads Incorporated DBA Local Splash, Terms and Conditions.
So you're on the right one. So just scroll down a little bit until you see a part where it's like an empty space to type your name in. Let me know when you see that.
Okay. Oh, let's see. Facebook ads, delivery date. Compensation, referral program, limited warranty and limitation damages, cancellation policy, entire agreement.
So once you get towards the bottom, maybe it's not exactly the bottom, but you'll see like a spot where there's an empty space where you would type your name in, like an empty field, on the thing. Do you see that?
Oh, yeah. Here it is. Oh,
perfect.
Said, no? How can we help you? We're here for you. That's not the one, I don't think.
I don't think so. No. So it should be right after the part where you see everything that's included in the pricing. So where you were just looking where it said Facebook ads and all that stuff, look like right below where all that is listed.
We can see a record. Agreement. Identification of the company, attorney fees, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. In a blank spot. It's crazy, correct? Unless I'm on the wrong part of the ad or some indemnification.
It should be right below, I'm going to tell you exactly where it says seasonal hold, and then below that it says cancellation and refunds. Do you see that part?
I do not, yeah.
So it's right below where it says payments. So what part are you looking at now? Tell me what you see, and then I can guide you from there.
The heading is number 15, no responsibility for loss.
No responsibility for loss. And what's below that?
Number 16 would be right to make derivative works.
Okay. And then what do you see at the very bottom? Does it say signature?
No, it just ends in text. The company.
I think I know. You're still in the email, right? You haven't clicked on the link that takes you in the terms and conditions?
No, I think I'm into the terms and conditions.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Now, there's a heading here. It looks... Nope, I can't click on that. It's just... let me look at this contest, what we do home, get started, log in.
So,
yeah, that's the only thing I see. If there's a...
Yeah, no worries. Actually, you know what I can do is have the technician walk you through it, like when you're doing the website and everything, because I'm sure they'd probably be able to figure out a better way to explain it. So we'll just do the last step here, and then I'll set you up for the time with the technician, and you'll be good to go.
Okay.
Now, so it's called a voice verification to outline the service agreement that I just sent and to ensure the accuracy of the order and, you know, as an added form of protection for you as well. So I'm going to start now. Welcome to Local Slash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Slash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, first, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Timberland Tree Service.
Okay. And then please state your name and title within the business.
Kenneth Miller, owner and operator.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
I am, yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, great. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign, especially the verification through Google for, like, your Google business profile. So I did send email, it should say pictures needed for Google verification. That is a good process of getting started. So basically what they need is pictures of like your tools or your work truck or things associated with the business to verify for Google that there is a business, and because you know how they are. So the tech will be able to walk you through that, but just have as much of the information that you see listed in the email ready for that call with them at 5 o'clock, okay?
Okay, yeah, I'll get pictures of the equipment stuff over to a separate.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So everything you want to put it with the website, you know, pictures and whatnot, pictures of your tools, your equipment, you know, everything that goes along with the business, just have as much ready for the interview as possible. Now also, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. That's why I set up the security question for you. That way you know it's us when we're calling, the calls are more secure, and to verify it's us and, you know, not from another company, and you can disregard those other calls. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
I do.
Okay, great.
Yes.
I'm going to send you that number at the end of the call. When I send you the email about the confirmation with the time with the technician, I'll also send a text with that phone number and all the information you'll need for that. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose or just let the technician know of any additional online marketing efforts that you do with another company, if you do, during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup was charged today, okay, on June 29th, in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 29th in the amount of $249, you know, because it was just a one-time payment for this month for the website. And after that is $249, that'll be a recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that I'm going to text you at the end of the call to prevent charges for your next month of service. All you have to do is just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. No problem at all. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay, yes. Great. So that's everything. I'm just going to send you over the email. It's just one more email that's going to have, you know, your confirmation of the time with the technician, you know, for that interview, for the website and getting everything set up with your verification and everything. And once I do that, you're all good to go. So let me just send that over now. You said 5 o'clock, right? Is the best time?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I'm sending that over now. Local splash. Okay, just add your email and you are on your way.
There it all is. Right.
Yeah, made it pretty quick, right? Not too bad.
Yep. Painless.
You said hang on?
No, I said painless.
Painless, right. Painless. That's what I like to hear. Okay, good. So I just sent over the last email that has the confirmation of the time with the technician. It's an Google Calendar invite. So all you have to do is just hit yes on the RSVP within that email, and that confirms the time. The technician will do the same, and you're all good to go. So you have everything you need. The terms and conditions, the technician will also go through that with you. That way you can get that signed, you know, get that started. So other than that, thank you for your time again, Ken, and welcome to the team. Most of all, thanks for giving us a shot. And they're going to call you within 30 minutes of 5 o'clock to get you started, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem at all. You have a good one, Ken.
Yep, have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Oh, yeah, happy 4th of July. Bye.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Okay, yep, bye.